Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is limiting beliefs. And I was actually listening to another podcast when I just heard the person that was being interviewed about limiting beliefs. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to hop in and chime on this subject today. So thank you so much for rocking with us. Listen, if you have any questions, visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on Ask Doug or submit your questions on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. And so what are the main points that we're going to be discussing today? Great question. Three ways to minimize limiting beliefs. As always, I have one question. Did you do your homework? And last week's homework was very simple. Tune into the episode. If you did, awesome. If you did not, this is what I need you to do. I want you to go on your Android or your iPhone, and I want you to download the podcast. Then I want you to rate the podcast, and then I want you to review the podcast, and then share it with about five of your friends that are still suffering from this horrible disease called slow money blues. And also start with season one, episode one, and listen to the trailer to hear my background story of how I literally went from Cubicle Hill to financial independence and freedom. Did you say your morning mantra? If you didn't, it's the perfect time to say it. So let's say it right now. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. At this time of the show, it's time to pay the bills. Our sponsors are once again Linky.com, BigNetDomain.com, and Binance.us. If you need a high-touch, high-tech way to share anything, anywhere, at all times, go to Linky.com. That's LINKY.com and sign up for a free account today. If you use promo code Linky25, that's LINKY25, you'll get a savings of 25% on the annual plan. If you've been watching the show for any amount of time and listen to the show for any amount of time, you know that it's 2023. And yes, it is officially June. So happy June to everybody. If you're one of those people that's suffering from a digital dilemma, what I want you to do is visit bignetdomain.com and go ahead and purchase your domain name or a website. If you purchase a domain name today, you will get hosting for 1 year free. So what do they do? Well, they do anything and everything as it comes to websites. So if you need a template, they got you covered. If you need SEO, they got you. If you need email marketing, they got you. If you need e-commerce, they got you too. And they're open 24 hours a day, 365. So check them out today. Use promo code BigNet at checkout and receive a 10% savings on your entire purchase. You know by now that I am absolutely a crypto fanatic. I love crypto, also known as miracle money. Well, so do my people over at Binance.us. So if you want to get some free crypto today, look in the show notes, click on a link, and they will give you $10 for opening up an account today. That's only for new accounts. Here's today's question. Do you have limiting beliefs? Yes, no, or I don't know. Not long ago, I read a very interesting article entitled Fast Money Rules. The author said that by 2035, artificial intelligence will eliminate over 20% of jobs currently performed by human beings. It further stated that AI will be a huge windfall for big tech to the tune of $5 trillion annually. Is AI bad for the economy? Let's get personal. All significant inventions have their economic pros and cons. The real question, is AI impacting your bottom line? Yes or no? We are about to talk about three ways to minimize limiting beliefs. I just shared a story with you about an article about AI. And many people, after reading that article, just simply took it at face value and believed it. And all of a sudden, they were gripped with fear and uncertainty because they probably were in one of those occupations, fields, or jobs where AI is making inroads. Point number one in minimizing limiting beliefs: question everything you ever learned in your entire life. See, this is what I know about this thing called belief. It is the most powerful thing in the world because it starts and stops all things. The only thing about belief is that you have to engage something, content, or a person before you can be introduced to an idea or a concept, before you can actually run it through your mind and then determine whether or not you're going to adopt it and then begin to live it out. So question literally everything you ever learned. I'm going to share a story with you about the Wright brothers. You know, those people that actually created flight over here in the United States of America so that we can actually fly just like the birds do, except the wings on a plane don't flap and they don't go up and down. Well, you can only imagine that when the Wright brothers initially looked at travel and thought to themselves, we want to fly like birds, the question became, since it had never been done, they've already learned some things, right? And they saw that it hadn't been done. They were like, we're going to do it. And if they had only learned that the only way to travel at that time was by automobile, by ship, or by rail, they would have stopped. They would have never started down the journey of creating an airplane. And thank God that they questioned everything they learned and said, you know what? But I believe that we can fly just like birds. It's just going to take some ingenuity. It's going to take some innovation. It's going to take some insight and foresight. And we're going to obviously have to leverage all of our engineering ingenuity so we can bring this thing called flight to the masses. Question everything you have ever learned. Point number two, question why you believe it. In the article, it said that by 2035, 20% of all jobs would be lost to artificial intelligence, or what I also call automated information, because computers just simply can't compute things faster than human beings can. So however you want to phrase it, most people call it artificial intelligence. I call it artificial intelligence, automated information. So question why you believe it. It's amazing that people believe all types of things, but they never question why they believe it. Like, why do you believe that the sky is blue? Why do you believe that we've actually gone to the moon? And we've only been there one time. Now, we have a space station, but we've only gone to the moon one time. Why is it that some people are more talented than other people? Why are some people rich and some people poor? Why do some people believe anything and everything while other people are what we would call skeptical, challenge everything? So why, question why you believe whatever it is that you have learned? Because remember, you can only begin to surmise whether or not you're going to believe something only once you have come in contact with content or a human being. Question, why you believe it, because it must be personal. Now, this is the trick about belief. Once you decide to adopt something based on content or person that you have engaged, that is going to become your ceiling because that's what you believe in. You're going to begin to act on that. For example, people have been taught to save, save, save. So what do? They save, save, save. Then an economic downturn comes and they found that they don't have enough money because, you know, they were getting diminishing returns because inflation is outpacing their growth. But what if you believed, hey, I can make money anytime I want to. I can do like money on demand. And they say, I don't care what the economy is doing. I don't care what the stock market is doing. I don't care what cryptocurrency is doing. I don't care if people are buying or selling. I'm going to make money on demand. And they believe that. And so hence, it doesn't make a difference what's going on. They seem to always be winning, whereas the other person believes that you have to save in order to be able to do this thing called retirement. Question why you believe what you believe. And then point number three, question its credibility. Do you know everything that's ever been written has been written by a human being? Now, I don't know about you, but me just making an observation. Human beings are not always honest. And human beings sometimes write stuff just for the sake of getting a reaction out of people. So you must question the validity and credibility of whatever content you're coming in contact with. More importantly, the people that you're coming in contact with. If it is not credible, why are you even listening? Why are you even entertaining it? For example, you should question almost every university on the entire planet. This is what I have discovered by making an observation. If I told you that there is literally no college or university that you can get a degree or certificate from that can guarantee that you're going to be employed all the days of your life, that you're going to be massively successful, that you're never going to have to worry about money in your life. There is not a college or university or academy or university or institution or school that can guarantee that. So you should question its credibility. Now, this is what's even more amazing. All of the things that I just mentioned, the colleges, the institutions, the academies, the universities, and the colleges, if I told you they're all businesses and they're simply selling information, would you? And all the information that they're selling is credible. But because people believe that education makes their life better, they just simply agree and buy into it and walk down the road. Now, understand one thing. I am pro-education. I am pro-learning. However, I'm pro-right education and I'm pro-right learning because I know right learning, right education leads to right thing, right thinking, which leads to right results. And the opposite of that is true as well. So what do we talk about? We talked about three ways to minimize limiting beliefs. Question everything you learn, question why you believe it, and question its credibility. What is today's takeaway? Do not forget this. All beliefs are learned behaviors, which we choose to accept, adopt, and practice. This is not going to sound correct grammatically, but you are in life based solely upon what you believe. You are in life solely upon what you believe. That's exactly where you are on June the 6th, 2023 in life, in this very present moment, based on what you have learned and what you have accepted, what you have adopted, and now you are practicing. So if you don't like where you are in life, change what you are ingesting, and hopefully that will help you literally change your life. That would be my recommendation. What is next week's homework? Well, like always, I want you to simply tune in to the episode. Also, don't forget to write, rate, and review our podcast. Join our private Facebook group, and so we can continue to build, launch, and grow together. And I won't see you at the top, but I will certainly see you over the top. I hope you have an amazing Tuesday and an amazing rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.